And I think the period that you were at Neiman Marcus, there was kind of exponential growth.
Yes, there was. Once Carter Holly Hale bought Neiman Marcus, a lot of things changed, and with all of the new stores, it was even harder. At first, I think Neiman's tried to take that Texas history with them, but it didn't really work as well. I remember when we opened the St. Louis store, in the main fashion windows, we put a specimen cactus in there, and the floor was covered in sand, and then the mannequins had fur coats on because we were trying there again to have that West Texas feel. But later on, I think they kind of gave up on that. They started having different groups that they would get together and kind of from that city after they had opened the store and kind of talk it over and see what that customer was enjoying and what they didn't. And they didn't get the idea of trying to take the Texas legend along with the store.
Yeah, having cacti in St. Louis seems kind of funny.
We tried. Also, one of the stores had a miniature replica of a oil well, and it was gushing chocolate.
Oh, wow.
For the
maybe
opening.
For the opening Pennsylvania or something. How
it was
funny.
A little different.